GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with one of our computer geeks. Chris, is it okay if we call you one of our computer geeks? Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't know if it's accurate, but you can call me about anything you want.
No, that seems kind of... We'll work on that.
I don't think geek is a bad word.
You know?
No. Okay. I'm geeky about something.
Okay.
You know, I have a vision in my head of what a geek looks like and what a geek is all about and their affinities, and those aren't mine. But,
No. You know,
I have to remind myself, I don't have to be the geekiest to be a geek.
No. Chris Quimby is with Midcoast iPhone Repair, and he's one of our computer... experts.
Geeks. You know, where my experience lies is in mobile devices.
Yes, mobile devices. Yeah. iPhones, iPads, and such. If you've got a question about your smart device, not maybe your laptop or not maybe your home computer, your base, but your iPhone, your Galaxy, your smartphone, your
smart device. Or your cockadoo.
Well, that's what we say when the veterinarian is on. Anyway, Chris Quimby is here. Dial in a question if you want. 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. Or you can send your message to us in the MTG text line. 601-207-GHRT. 601-207-4478. Can we start with the appetizer?
Let's do that.
The appetizer. Hint to us, what is one of the cool apps that you've been looking at that you think maybe others would enjoy?
Well, there would be varying different opinions as to how cool this particular app is, but it would be super helpful. And this is just based on my experience of talking to many, many customers over the course of 4 years or so. And it's an iPhone or Android management app that would be of use to parents and that a lot of kids would hate. I have so many parents that we're all in the realization that technology has overcome us like a tidal wave. I mean, we had computers before, but in the last decade with the ubiquitous use of smartphones, that a lot of families, I see parents come, they just look worn out because they don't even know what they don't know. And they understand that their kids are enslaved to these devices and they don't know how to manage them. And so this is an app. It's a free app called Our Pact. That's OurPact. And that allows parents to have an app on their phone, which can manage a child app, manage their child's phone through an app that's on their child's phone or iPad. And you have all kinds of regulatory oversight as far as like which apps they can and can't get on, when they can be on their device, how much time they can be on it and whatnot.
What's it called?
It's called Our Pact, OurPact.
Our Pact.
And it's free. And one thing that's actually kind of funny, I'll say parenthetically, is if you go in, like, for example, I have an iPhone. So if you go through the App Store, there's two different apps. Like I said, there's the one you put on the parental device and the one you put on the child device. If you read the reviews for the child device, it's by the children, and it's pretty funny because most of them hate it for reasons that we might guess.
Uh-huh.
But that's a big help. And I didn't know about that app when you know, my kids are 19 and 20 now, and I had multiple times when I wanted to throw their iPods or their phones against the wall because it's frustrating enough to manage proper usage for yourself, but it's even more hard with your children.
It's called Our Pack. Bob in Belgrade. Hey, Bob, you're on with Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. What's your question about your smart device, Bob?
Yes, Chris. Myself and my fiance both have iPhone 8, and we both have 4. It's with the Sync product. Are you familiar with that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
We both have an iPhone 8, and we both have... Forge. I have a truck. She has an Escape. They both have...
Oh, Ford. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, when we first got the product, it was really clear in the vehicle. We didn't have to turn it all the way up to hear each other. Now, it sounds very, very muffled. Are there settings in the iPhone 8 or on the Sync product that we're missing here?
Well, not that I'm familiar with, and I'm going to back up and just say that I get multiple questions every day, and a lot of times my answer, honestly, with people has to be, I don't know, but I will find out for you. I haven't heard of anything like that from my customers. I've had problems with a customer saying he had an iPhone 7 and an iPhone 8 that wouldn't sync appropriately with those with those vehicles. I don't know if it was a Ford, but I'd have to look into that. And I'm in contact with a bunch of repair techs across the country. So that's something I'd be happy to look into if you wanted to try to message me through my page.
Bob, let us ask you, what are you driving when you sync your iPhone, your smart device into your, I think you said a truck. What are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving a Ford F-150 XLT. It's a 2017 Ford F-150
okay.
XLT.
Okay, and what is and what is
the name of the Ford product?
Yeah, and what is she driving?
A Ford Escape.
So they're both Fords.
The same product.
I think Apple would prefer that you both drive Chevys, so you might want to look into that.
I kid. I knew that was coming.
No, I don't care either way. Everybody's opinionated.
Well, Bob, in Belgrade. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
But maybe that's something we can follow up next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we're on. A person writes into us, Moment is also a good screen time tracker, too. That's an app that they enjoy.
That's good, too.
Moment.
And actually, we can park on that for just a minute, too, because it's interesting. I've thought about giving public talks just as a support group for parents, because seriously, parents are frustrated with this issue. And I think it would be useful for parents to trade ideas with other parents or just to recognize that, you know, the struggle is real. But these apps, people can have different opinions. There's some parents would be more freewheeling, just say, you know, my kid's going to do what my kid's going to do, and I'm not going to get in their way. I have parents that come in because when I work on somebody's device, I really prefer to have their lock code if I can, because when I, for example, replace a screen, I'd like to get in there and make sure everything is working fine afterward. Mm-hmm. And I have some parents that don't know their kids' passcodes for their phones and have to like appeal to their 12-year-old to let them into their phone. Some parents, that's totally cool with. I think parents, if I can embolden a few of them, like, if you're, especially if you're paying for your kid's phone, you're parenting your kids, that's okay for you to have that. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Someone writes to us that my daughter has an older iPad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say what model it is or what year it is,
mm-hmm.
but they find I can't seem to update it past iOS 5.
Wow, that's old.
We encountered this with Ian's phone the other day.
Yeah.
We told him to check for your update. It says I don't have an update. He was on 9, whereas yeah. Elizabeth and I were on like 11 point something, I think. I don't know.
And that's part of what people talk about with the planned obsolescence. And I don't know if that's a sinister plan by Apple or other manufacturers, but certain devices are capped up to a certain iOS. Like if you have an iPad second generation, that goes up to 9.3.5, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an iPad 4, I think that goes up to like 10.4.1. And that happens with the phones too. Like I think
I couldn't update my phone.
You had a 6S though, right?
Yeah,
something. You should be able.
What do you got now?
I have an Android, struggling. I just bought an LG 7.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
Yeah. And I'm doing well. It does marvelous things.
Mm-hmm.
It's very quick. The speakers are outstanding in mm-hmm. it. The camera is outstanding. There's trouble sending mail. Some of the things. Yesterday, I sent you one that I didn't intend.
Yeah, what was that? I got a single dot from you last night.
Well, it had to do with the subject we were talking about. I sent it. I thought at 5 o'clock, and I later found out at 9 o'clock at night I hadn't sent it.
And it arrived to me, and I rolled over and I thought, oh, George's region must be important.
but
period.
Regarding the updates, at least with iPhones, I will say this, that commonly a problem, especially if people have iPhones that have like a max storage capacity of like 16 gigabytes, it's sometimes if you have enough photos and videos on there, there's not enough space for you to download the update for it to then install.
Oh,
Some people don't realize that. So one thing you could do is if, for example, if it's an iPhone, if you hook it up to iTunes in your computer, if granted that your computer has enough space, will download that update and then install it through iTunes on your phone or your iPad. So that's another workaround.
To be honest, that's why I did buy the Android, because I can put a card in it. I can go as high as I want mm-hmm. for capacity, and with the iPhone, you get what you get. What you buy, what you buy, and that's it, right?
Yes, that is the case. However, with the newer models of iPhone, the capacities for storage are very high. And whereas like with an iPhone 6, the lowest storage capacity was 16 gigabytes. I mean, some of the ones now come in standard like 128, 256. And I don't know what you got on your phone. You could have like so many like whole movies on your phone before you came close to that.
I think I can, if I ever find out how to do it.
Gosh, I sound old, but I've been married 22 years. When I first got married, the computers that we had in the house didn't have as much storage capacity as the phones we hold in our pockets now.
Every time Colin wants to download a new Minecraft mod onto my phone, I keep saying to him, no, you're going to chew up all my memory knowing that I still have this much memory left. And if I hold my arms far apart.
They look very far apart and very muscular.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've been working on it. You have too, I see. Yeah. Text message to us. I have a Galaxy S7 and my phone will not text to 5- and 6-digit numbers. For instance, one was my bank and so that they send me notices if I have any fraudulent activity. Or you could text the word yes if you want that to work and it won't go through. It's always failed. Another, for instance, they said, I can't text Howie Carr's text line because it won't let me text 5- to 6-digit numbers.
Really?
I have never heard of this, but they're having that problem with their Galaxy S7.
Huh. That's interesting. Usually when people have problems with connectivity with phone calls or texting, I think a first troubleshooting thing to do would be to check with your whether it's Verizon or AT&T or whatever you have, your cell phone provider.
Yeah.
But again, I'd be happy to look into that too. I had never heard that before, nor have I had a ton of experience with Androids. I do mostly iPhone stuff. But yeah, if anybody wanted to message me, I'd be happy to look into that for them, see what I can find out.
Someone wants to know, apparently they have some issues with pocket lint. And they ask, what is the best way to clean the charging port on your iPhone? They say specifically an iPhone 7.
Great question. And I see this so much. I have multiple people every week that contact me and ask if they can get their charger port replaced, which they can. And I have them in stock. Many places that do these repairs also have the same. But most of the time, people just need them cleaned out. So to answer the question, what I recommend to people is to take a toothpick. I will confess that I actually use metal in there because I can get away with it and it works fine. If you're worst case scenario, you break the charge port, you can get it replaced anyway.
Huh.
But you could take a paper clip, for example. Anything like that's narrow enough to fit in there. Why don't you try to find a toothpick, listener, because that's safer. If you go in one side of it, so you know it's kind of elongated. If you go in one side of it, push down and don't worry too much about how hard you're pushing down. Get in there, drag across the bottom because what happens is even if it's something relatively harmless as lint, it eventually gets progressively compressed in there every time you plug your phone in.
Yep.
So it gets hard and packed down at the bottom. Drag across the bottom and drag it up the other side. Just try to not touch those probes that are on either of the long sides of the charger port. You're not going to do any damage. I don't know anybody who ever has. And just keep trying it. And then when you're done, plug your phone in and that cable should see in there how you're familiar with it. If you have to jiggle it or have it bent a little bit in order for your phone to charge, you still have some more stuff in there that you need to get out.
Shane, friend of our program, writes to us, T-Mobile also has a couple of programs. This goes back to the appetizer, Chris, that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. A couple of programs where you can control and view what your children do, and you can turn off apps or turn off data on a whim. And another cool thing that they have is a program called Sync Up Drive. And you plug in a dongle into your car and download the app, and it gives you pretty much all the information that a mechanic would have to offer you when they have a Wi-Fi device.
I think I heard of that the other day. That sounded like a cool feature. Regarding this idea of you, we're talking more. This is more of an ethical question than a technical question, but scoping in on your kids' devices to see what they're on. Let me just give you some free advice that makes sense to me.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a good idea to sit down with your kids, have a talk about what your expectations are for how they use their mobile devices. I think there are contracts you can have online. I know there are with like driving, but I think there are with cell phones, or you could make one up. We did that with our kids. So we're all of a shared understanding of what the expectations are. You sign off on it. And if you get a program like that allows you to get into their phones, tell them you have that. Tell them that you're going to do that, because I think you're just going to destroy trust with your kids. I've had a job before where they could just scope in on your computer and see what you're looking at, but they never told you they were doing that. And I just felt like that was a betrayal of trust.
Well, trust but verify.
Trust but verify, but I would find useful is for me to know that there was the involuntary accountability that somebody could look on my device and see where I was, but not think that they were going to. But just to know that that might happen, I think would be helpful.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.